Today's contestants must conquer their nerves and face this formidable machine. Will anyone prevail and take home the jackpot? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Jamie, a sales manager from London.
I'm Janet, a property landlord from Spalding.
I'm Barry, a retired purchasing manager from Boston.
I'm Laura, a PR account executive from Essex.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. So in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think she's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine are worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which do come with a very special bonus prize. But even more excitingly, we have two new additions to the machine, the double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the player with the least money at the end of the round will be eliminated. They'll be going home with nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they can be game changers. Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. Which bird has varieties that include barn, little and... Jamie?
Owl.
And tawny. Indeed, Jamie, it is the owl. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go drop zone four, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone four. Jamie's going to get us started today. Can you get something out with your first drop, Jamie? Good luck. What do you reckon? Like that one?
A bit to the right would have been better.
Let's see if you can get it flat. Oh, it's riding. Oh. It is riding. You need to see if you could get a nudge. A bit. Oh, Jamie, unfortunately, nothing. Just sitting on the back of the counter in front. So your first drop has drawn a blank. Still got two counters left to play with. Next question for everybody. Which super middleweight boxer who retained his IBF and WBA titles in June 2014 is nicknamed the Cobra? Jamie?
Karl Froch.
It is Karl Froch, Jamie, yeah. Do you want to play, Jamie, or do you want to pass?
I'll play.
OK, what are you going to do?
Drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four. Second one in to drop zone four, Jamie.
It's time for it to ride.
No riders. Oof. Quite a hectic settle. You got it down, though. Should get a few here.
Good, that's good. Yeah.
There you go. Whoa. Nice. Well done, Jamie. Six counters across the tipping point. That's a bit more healthy, isn't it? £300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark. £300. You've got one counter left to play. OK, next question for everybody. In geometry, how many sides does a trapezium have? Laura.
Four.
It is four, Laura. Yep, you're absolutely right. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
I'm going to play.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop zone two, please.
Let's light up drop zone two for Laura, please.
It's timing now, isn't it?
It is. What do you reckon?
Go flat, go flat.
Go flat. Could go straight for the double, which would be handy, wouldn't it? It is, yeah.
Wanted it a bit more over to the right, but never mind.
A few. Can we get something into the win zone?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Well done. Four counters across the tipping point, Laura. That's £200 for that drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark with £200 with two counters left to play. Well done. OK, next question for everybody. The names of which two domesticated pets are sometimes used to describe heavy rain? Janet.
Cats and dogs.
Yes, Janet. Well done. So, do you fancy having a go or would you like to pass?
No, I'll have a go, please. Drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please. It's not going to take much to dislodge that mystery counter.
Yeah. If it goes down the right-hand
if
side.
If it does.
Yeah.
Quick key drop. Flew to the other side, didn't it?
It did.
Can you get on there? A little bit of lateral might help.
Come on. Oh, no!
No! Oh. Janet! You draw a blank with your first drop. Nothing for you just yet. Still got two counters left to play with. Next question. In which religion's dietary laws is the word kosher used? Jamie.
Judaism.
Used to describe food fit for consumption. It is, of course, Judaism. Jamie, your last counter. Do you want to use it or would you like to pass?
I want to play.
You're going to play, OK. Yeah. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 2.
OK, let's light up drop zone 2. Can you nab that mystery counter? There's a couple on the edge. Oh, it's bouncy drop. Huge bounce that spun it to the other side, didn't it?
No good on that side.
Can shift that.
Oh, it's flat. Flat.
Get that double over. We'll get it towards the edge, make things interesting. Oh, they're getting closer, but they're not going to drop, Jamie. Teasing you.
Teasing me, yeah.
So, Jamie, I'm afraid for the time being, you've used all three of your counters. You've got £300 in the bank. So, for the time being, you're out of the round. So, just Janet, Barry and Laura left in. This next question is for you three. What does a couturier design and make? Barry.
Dresses.
Barry, I can accept dresses. Clothes or fashion, yep. You've got three counters. Would you like to use one or would you like to pass?
I'd like to play, please, Ben. Okay. Drop zone 2.
OK, light up drop zone 2, please. Top shelf's looking good. The bottom shelf's ready to go, Barry. Just needs plucking. Oh, they're all heading that way, aren't they?
Oh, come on.
There we go.
Go on.
Let's have a foo.
Winked at the win zone, then went back, changed its mind. That's one across the tipping point. That's £50 for that one, Barry. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark. You have two counters left to play. OK, next question for Janet, Barry and Laura. Tagliatelle and Mafaldine are varieties of which Italian food staple? Laura.
Pasta.
That's right. It is. So, Laura, do you fancy having a crack?
Yeah. I'm going to go drop zone 2.
Light up drop zone 2, please. It's got to be a fair bit in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Can you get a good drop? Come on. Another quick drop.
Stop going over that side.
To the left.
No.
Just been pinned. It's going to go too late. On the shelf,
loading it up for everyone else.
You are. You are indeed. So, Laura, you're down to your last counter. Barry and Janet, you've both got two left each. Next question. In the title of Tom Clancy's 1984 novel, what primary colour features in the name of the submarine being hunted? Barry.
Red.
It is. The Hunt for Red October, of course. Barry, you've got two counters. Do you want to use one or do you want to pass?
I'd like to use one in drop zone 2, please, Ben.
OK, let's light up drop zone 2. Everything's going left. Where's this one going to go, Barry?
Left, I hope.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Could be good.
It's good, there's loads there.
There is. There's a few.
Oh, no.
Lovely stuff. Well done, Barry.
Wow.
Seven counter drop, which is £350. We can take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £400. But, of course, you've also won one of our mystery prizes. You've won yourself a cookery day course courtesy of Treat Me Experience Days and Gifts.
I think my wife would say I need one.
There you go. Well done, Barry. £400, though, puts you out in the lead with one counter left to play. So next question for Janet, Barry and Laura. Which Oscar-winning actress has previously been married to Johnny Lee Miller and Billy Bob Thornton? Laura.
Angelina Jolie.
That's right, Laura, yep. Do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to go drop zone 3, please.
Let's light up drop zone 3, please. Change of tack for Laura.
Yeah. There's a lot on that top shelf.
There is. Could be a good idea. Could work out if you can get that down.
Go on, go flat, go flat, go flat.
Oh, no, Laura, it's mighty. You need a decent shove. You could get something over. Come on now.
Come on.
Oh,
no.
It just slides up and over, I'm afraid, Laura. So you stay on £200. Like Jamie now, you've used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Janet, Barry, just the two of you left in. Next question. Hampton Court Palace is built on the banks of which... Barry?
Thames.
Which English river? It is indeed the River Thames. Barry, do you want to use your counter or would you like to pass?
I'll play drop zone 4, please.
OK. Drop zone 4, light it up, please.
or could be good.
Laura likes it. What do you think, Barry?
Could go either way.
Barry's not sure. It is flat.
Yeah, I like it.
So fickle. See if we can get that little pair over. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice broad shoves, good.
Times two would be nice.
Oh!
I don't believe
it. Wow, Barry, you've set the overhang up on drop zone four dramatically, as you can see. That double's waiting to drop as well, but they're not going to fall for you, I'm afraid. Not this time anyway. So, like Jamie and Laura, you've used up all three of your counters for the time being. You're out of the round. You've got yourself £400. So, just you left now, Janet. We need to get you some money, though. You need to give me the correct answer to these two questions to put those counters into the machine. You need to do it in a lot of time as well, otherwise I'll have to take them from you. So if you're not sure, have a guess. And of course, you don't need to use the buzzer because it's just you. Here comes your first question. Reigning from 1066 until his death in 1087, who was the first Norman King of England?
Harold.
It was William I, William the Conqueror. Harold got the arrow in his eye, didn't he, Janet?
Yes.
The other way round.
Yes.
I'm afraid we have to take one of those counters from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that in just a few moments. Janet, we need to get you some money now. It's your last counter.
Yes.
Next question. In 1948, while Minister for Health, Aneurin Bevan oversaw the creation of which organisation?
The National Health Service.
Yes, it was. Well done, Janet. The NHS indeed. So, a counter to put into the machine.
Drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four. Could be very lucrative, Janet. The double is waiting. Maybe too far. Could get some natural on it.
Stay flat.
It is flat. Now then, how about this top shelf? Anything over it?
Come on.
There's a few. Can you get a hold of that? Yes, you can.
Yes. Ooh,
well done. Seven counters across the tipping point. £350 with that drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that puts you up into second. So as things stand, Barry is our leader with £400, just ahead of Janet on £350, just ahead of Jamie on £300, who's just ahead of Laura on £200. But it's not over yet. There is one counter still in the penalty pot. Up for grabs now as I ask one last question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer to this question, you put the counter into the machine and everything could change. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Laura, it's your last chance. Try and get it through. You need to give me the right answer to this question if you can, to even stand a chance of going through to the next round. Everybody ready? Here comes your penalty pot question. Which British sitcom features the characters Eddie, Safi and Bubble? Laura.
Ab Fab.
It is absolutely fabulous. Well done, Laura.
Oh,
got
to
so
get
this is it. This is your chance. Now, if you get two counters out, you draw level with Jamie. If you get three counters out, Jamie's going home. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four, please. Needs to go right. Can we get something over now, Laura?
Don't think so.
What do you think, Jamie?
It's not looking good, if I'm honest.
No.
You just need a few over.
Come on. Go on.
We're going to go now, then.
Oh, they're riding on each
other. Two counters will be enough.
No!
Laura! Somehow Jamie survives by the skin of his teeth. You've set up incredibly, but...
Oh, no.
We reach the end of the round. Barry is in the lead with £400. Janet has £350. Jamie has £300. Laura, I'm afraid with £200 we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Jamie, Janet and Barry have all survived to play round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the game will be leaving with absolutely nothing. Barry, you are our leader. It is very, very close, so there's only £100 in it. But that lead means you get to choose. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like one of the others to go instead?
I'd like to go first, please.
OK. Every time you get a question right, you get another counter put in the machine. If you're not sure of the answer, just say pass and move on as quickly as possible. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds, please. Barry, your time starts now. What word comes after belly to give a common name for the navel?
Button.
Correct. According to the Arthurian legend, which knight of the Round Table had an affair with Queen Guinevere?
Arthur.
Sir Lancelot. The sandy peninsula of Cape Cod is part of which American state?
Pass.
Massachusetts. In the title of a novel by Clive King, what is the name of the caveman who lives in a dump?
Pass.
Stig. Oh. Justin Timberlake first rose to fame as a member of which boy band?
Pass.
NSYNC. The Conservative MP who was appointed Secretary of State for International Development in 2012 is Justine...
NN.
Greening.
Greening.
Justine NN, the tennis player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justine
That's
Greening.
Where your mind goes.
So, look, you've got one counter. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four. That could be bang on the money.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. Jamie thinks it's perfect. What do you reckon, Janet?
Good position.
Oh, it's riding.
Oh, no.
That's a little twist there. There's a twist in this tail yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, Barry.
Barry, that is such a shame.
Say it as if you mean it.
Wow, Barry. So you had a chance, just the
it.
One chance.
Yeah.
But you've got a rider. So nothing to add to your £400. Janet. We come to you. Would you like to face the machine or would you like Jamie to go?
I'll play the machine, please.
OK. 30 seconds for Janet. Janet, your time starts now. The Tasmanian devil is a marsupial native to which country?
Australia.
Correct. In the 1980s, which female American singer had UK hit singles titled Time After Time and True Colours?
Pass.
Cyndi Lauper. Odontalgia is a medical term for which condition?
Pass.
Toothache. Who managed England at the 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil?
Pass.
Roy Hodgson. In the calendar year 2015 AD, what does the D stand for?
Domini.
Correct. Which colourful British designer received a damehood in the 2014 Queen's Birthday Honours? Zandra Rhodes.
Zandra Rhodes.
Janet, you've got two counters to try and do some damage. Where now?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone four, please. If you can get two out, Janet, you're going through to the head-to-head. Wrong side. Can you get something over that top shelf? That's what you need. Right, now, what about the bottom shelf?
Come on.
Oh, well done, Janet. That'll be enough.
Well done.
Crikey. Five counters with that drop, £250. Now then, you've got one more to put in. Where'd you like to put this one?
I'm going to try for that double and go drop zone four again, please.
Okay, seductive double. Light up drop zone four, please. Go. It needs to be on the right. Just about. Yeah. Oh, it's drifted away slightly, didn't it?
Yes.
Go over.
You need to get it to the right.
It needs to be flat.
Can you get that silver and black counter off that top shelf?
Bit of lateral movement. Yes.
Is it going the right way, though, Janet?
Come on.
Oh, it's not. Not for the double, but a few more drops. That's three extra into the win zone. Another £150, £400 in total. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of your go, you have £750. Well done.
Thank you.
OK, so, Jamie, we come to you. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly. Your time starts now. The Trilby and the Glengarry are examples of what item of clothing?
Jacket.
Hat. What type of British sausage is traditionally sold rolled in a flat circular coil?
Cumberland.
Which is the only element that cannot be solidified by sufficient cooling at normal atmospheric pressure?
Pass.
Helium. Which month of the year was named after the first Roman emperor, Augustus Caesar?
August.
Correct. In which continent are the cities of Abidjan and Monrovia?
Europe.
Africa. Established in 1692, which private bank has an exclusive cash machine in Buckingham Palace?
Royal Banks.
Coutts. Coutts & Co. Jamie. You've got one chance.
One shot.
OK, so two counters draws you level with Barry. If you get two out, it'll be sudden death.
It's a difficult one. I'm going to go drop zone four and risk it on the right-hand side.
OK, let's light up drop zone four, please. All or nothing with this drop, Jamie. Are you going home or are you going through?
Please go right.
Oh, it's looking good.
How's that looking? Janet likes it. There's a couple there.
Go on.
I don't like it.
Barry doesn't like
it. I don't like this at all.
Push it.
Yeah, well done.
There you go! Well done, Jamie. It was worth the risk.
Worth the risk.
You just had the one counter, Jamie, but that's six across the tipping point. £300, and of course, one of them is the double that everyone was after, so we can double that And that means with just that one drop, you've got yourself £600. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And that has changed everything. Jamie, you are now our leader with £900. Janet, you have £750. Barry, you gave it a great shot, but I'm afraid with £400, we have found your tipping point. Of course, you have won your cookery day out.
I can't wait for that.
And neither, I'm sure, can your wife. Barry, thanks for playing.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
So, Jamie and Janet will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain. Jamie and Janet, very well done to both of you getting this far. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on our machine for the £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be playing for £10,000. So, Jamie, you're in the lead now thanks to that great drop at the end of the last round and the double. So it's your choice. Would you like to keep control or would you like to pass it to Janet and let her have the first question?
I'd pass to Janet.
OK, first question for you then, Janet. Humanity, equality, destiny is the motto of which large sporting organisation? You don't have to answer, Janet. You can pass this to Jamie.
I don't know it, but I'm going to have a guess.
So you think he might know, so you're willing to have a guess rather than pass it to him?
Yes, because I'm fairly sure he will know.
OK.
I'm going to guess Nike.
OK. Jamie, if he'd come to you, what would you have said?
I don't know it, to be honest.
Oof, Janet, you didn't
know. I don't
know
it, if I'm honest.
Let's find out if you're right, Janet, or should you have passed it?
Probably.
Humanity, equality, destiny. Is that the motto of Nike? The Commonwealth Games Federation. Large sporting organisation, not large sporting brand. OK, so, Jamie, you get the counter. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to try Drop Zone 2.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 2. Tipping point looks good there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm just worried about the gap on the bottom tier, but we'll see what we can do.
Ooh, bouncy old drop.
That could be OK if it stays flat.
Good. If we get it flat... No, it's not. You might get a little nudge. I'm not sure it'll be enough, though, Jamie.
A little nudge would be nice. Go on.
Little one. Not enough, no. So, Janet, not as much damage as he might have done. Good news for you, though, Jamie. It's your first question now. Taoism and Confucianism are major religions that originated in which country? You don't have to answer, Jamie. You can pass to Janet. Do you think Janet would know?
I think she will know it. But I'm going to pass to Janet.
Oh, so Janet, do you know?
It's a choice between Chinese and Japanese that I'm thinking.
OK.
I'll go Chinese.
You're going Chinese. Mm. Let's find out, Janet, if you're a great steal, if this is right. Is the answer China? It is.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Really, really well done. So, Janet, cracking stuff. You get to put a counter into the machine. Three counters will draw your level with Jamie. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 2, please.
Let's fire it up. Maybe shift that double over. There's a lot on the tipping point there, Janet. This could give you the lead.
Oh, is it going to go flat, though?
Is it indeed? It is?
Yes.
Now, how much of a shove can we get?
A little bit of lateral. No.
Oh.
Yes. Going.
You need some here.
I do.
There you go. Well done, Janet.
<Thank you. laughs>
Seven counters across the tipping point, £350. Let's take it from the machine, put it in your bank. And that has given you the lead now, Janet. You now have £1,100. Jamie, you are £900. Janet, time for your second question. Which mammal is the first animal mentioned in the Oxford English Dictionary?
I've got an idea, but I'm going to learn from my last mistake and pass it to Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, here's a chance.
You've got a bison. I'm going to go with alligator.
Gone with alligator. Janet, what were you thinking?
I passed it because I wasn't sure whether an aardvark was a mammal or not, which is, I think, is a double A start.
Were you right to pass it? Or, Jamie, were you right to go with alligator? Let's find out. Is the first animal mentioned in the Oxford English Dictionary the alligator? It is the aardvark. And it is double A, just as you suggested, Janet. Hard luck, Jamie. Janet, great pass. You get to put the counter into the machine. You can extend your lead here. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Let's load up drop zone one. First time today. Bouncy drop. Settles, yep. Do you like that one, Janet?
Yes, provided something comes over, as
there
it
you
has
go.
Done.
We're going to get some here.
Yes.
Two across the tipping point. They all count, don't they? Another £100. The money goes up. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. You're up to £1,200. Right, Jamie, time for your second question. Danny Alexander is an MP for which political party? Do you think Janet would know?
I think she will know, yeah. I'm going to guess and say Conservative.
You're going Conservatives. Janet, did you know?
Haven't a clue. I've never heard of him.
Oh, Jamie. Let's find out. Is Danny Alexander a Conservative MP? Liberal Democrats. Jamie, you went for it.
I know.
It hasn't paid off, Janet. A great opportunity now to extend your lead.
Drop zone one again, please.
Fire up drop zone one. Worked nicely last time. What's she got for us this time, Janet? So, you're £300 ahead. Can we get further now? Rapid drop.
Yes.
Flew down the drop zone. Settles. Eventually.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Wow.
They are staying there, aren't they? Goodness me. Just keep an eye on it. A little bit of movement on that black counter. Oh. Fell, but nothing to add, I'm afraid, Janet. And so you stay on £1,200. And we come to you for your third and final question, Janet. In the human body, what is the common name of the joint between the femur and the tibia?
Kneecap.
Jamie, what would you have said?
Kneecap.
You would have said the same thing. Let's find out. Is the answer kneecap? Yes, it is, the knee or kneecap. Well done, Janet. So, another counter in the machine for you.
The bottom level of drop zone one is probably getting a bit too heavy. It's going to need a very good push to get off there. But I think I'll try it anyway. I'll go drop zone one, please.
Let's do it. Light it up, please. Give it a right good shove, Janet. See what we can get out of it. That side.
Mm-hmm.
What do we reckon?
It needs a good push over. Oh,
that could be quite good.
Yes.
To extend your lead. Oh, well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Janet, another lovely drop. Six counters there. That's £300. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. So, you're now up to £1,500. Jamie, we come to you for your third and final question. By what nickname is legendary American frontierswoman Martha Jane Canary better known?
I've never heard of her. So that's not looking good.
Nope. Do you think Janet might know?
I'd imagine so, yeah. I honestly don't know, Ben. I'm going to have to pass it.
Janet, what do you reckon?
There's only, well, two frontierswomen that I've heard of.
Which are?
Calamity Jane and Annie Oakley.
Right.
So the only thing I can do is go with Calamity Jane because there's Jane in the name.
Janet, if this is right, you're playing for £10,000. If it's wrong, Jamie, you've got one last chance to try and make it to our final. Is the answer Calamity Jane? Yes! Well done, Janet. Congratulations.
Amazing.
You can pass it. No problem.
It does mean you're going to be going home. So, Janet, you get to put another counter into the machine. Where
Thank
do you want to go?
You. I'll try drop zone two, please.
Let's load up drop zone two for Janet. Is that double? Get that double over, maybe. Get it into play.
Good.
Jamie likes it.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh!
Doesn't want to drop.
Not this time. Staying where it is. So nothing more to add as things stand. The damage was already done, though. Janet is today's winner with £1,500. Jamie, I'm afraid, with £900. We've loved having you on, but we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So congratulations, Janet. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'd like you to put this jackpot counter into our machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000. Can Janet master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Janet is our winner today. She currently has £1,500. Very well done.
Thank you.
And here you are on the verge of playing for £10,000. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
A little bit nervous at this
yes.
stage.
Yes.
If you were to win the £10,000, Janet, what would you like to do with it?
My partner's got a big birthday coming up soon. And we're both into cars, vintage cars.
Lovely.
So it's the Goodwood Revival whole weekend.
Hopefully, we can get you the £10,000.
I look forward to it.
Well, good luck to you. Time to find out if Janet's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to go home with £10,000 is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be, but, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, of course, double is still in there. It doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it will change the counters that fall with it. So if you don't get the jackpot counter, you could still leave with an awful lot of money if you can get that double into the win zone.
Okay.
First thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. Where would you like to put it?
Well, that double is looking inviting. So I'll go for drop zone 2, please.
Okay, let's load up drop zone 2. Important drop this one, Janet. We need to get that jackpot counter nice and flat so we can get at it. There we go. Yes, lovely. You've used drop zone 2 the most today. There we go. The double is dropped over. There's a lot there as well. Ooh, lovely start. Really
what a
lovely
good start.
Nine counters across the tipping point. We're up to £1,950 in the bank. The jackpot counter is nice and flat, and there's a couple more. We'll take those. It doesn't matter when they fall, they're all yours. So another £100 to add in. So we're up to £2,050 just by standing and waiting. Shall we have a look at your endgame subjects?
Yes.
Here they are. Film, sport, human body, history, food and drink, and flags. You can take them in any order you like when you're ready. If you want to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
Right. Flags I am not very good on at all. So let's get that out the way first, please.
Okay, flags for how many?
I may as well go for three.
You might as well. Let's have it then. Flags for three counters, please. How many stars feature on the national flag of China? Five, six or seven?
China.
You got your Taoism question right earlier, didn't you?
Yes.
You know their religions. What about the flags?
I'll try five, please.
You're going with five?
Yes. I don't know why. It's just the first one that came into my head.
Shall we light it up?
Please.
Let's take five. Are there five stars on the Chinese flag? Yes, there are. Well done. What a start.
There must have been something in the back of my head.
So we've got three counters.
Drop zone 2, please.
Light up drop zone 2, please. Lovely start here, Janet. If we can get one and get that jackpot moving straight away.
So I need the left-hand side.
Oh, it's that last ricochet took it out, didn't it? Oh, we're going to add anything here. There's two. Two across the tipping point, so another £100. £2,150. Two to go.
Drop zone 2 again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone 2, please. There you go. Oh, on the money. Now come right
Good
at it.
Position.
Right at it.
Yes.
Lovely position. Yeah. Just nudge that double through as well. Very nice. One more to go.
Drop zone 2, please.
Fire up, please. Just like that one, Janet.
That would be very good.
There. Oh, nice. Can we get enough of a lateral on that? Just edges past. OK, not to worry. set up nicely. We've got a nice, clean top shelf. Jackpot's just on the edge of it as well. Let's go back to the categories then.
I'm not very good at film.
Okay.
So let's get film out the way, please.
For how many?
Again, I may as well go for three.
All right, we're going with film this time for three counters, please. The film industry known informally as Nollywood is based in which country? Netherlands, Namibia, or Nigeria? Any ideas?
I'm going to rule out Namibia.
Okay.
I will try Nigeria, please.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Nigeria. You've gone with Nigeria. Any reason?
The Netherlands is so close to us, and Bollywood is so far away, so maybe Nollywood is far away as well.
Okay.
Which would make Nigeria.
All right, so it's a distance thing?
Yes.
Geographically? Why
yes.
not? Let's find out. Does Nigeria have a film industry called Nollywood? It does! The second largest film industry in the world.
Wow.
It's all going very well.
Extremely
well. These are your weakest subjects, by
yes.
the way. I can't wait till we get to one you know. Three counters. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two, please.
Fire up drop zone two for Janet. Okay, let's see what we've got here, Janet. Oh, Janet, come on.
Come on,
there's a little bit of movement there between the two. Get those over.
Yes.
Flip now, flip.
Go flat.
Oh, Janet. Wonderful stuff.
And the double is on the edge as well.
It is. Four across the tipping points. £200 for those four. Up to £2,350. Got two more to go.
Drop zone two, please.
Fire up, please. We need to tidy this shelf a bit. We've got a long way to go.
Yes.
Get that flat. Shift a few down between two and three as well, maybe. Oh, just a bit too much weight. Oh, hello.
Oh, no.
Tidy. Very tidy. And one more to go.
Drop zone two, please.
Fire up drop zone two.
Please.
Yes, please indeed. Go on.
Yes.
Oh, it just split them, didn't it? Just split them either side.
Yes.
Okay, not to worry. We're still in great shape. £2,350 in the bank. Jackpot counter right there on the bottom shelf, sitting tidily and neatly behind the double as well. Let's have a look at the categories.
Food and drink, please, for three.
We'll have a food and drink question, please, for three counters. The name of which Italian dessert could correctly be translated as cooked cream? Panna cotta, zucotto, or zuppa inglese?
Panna cotta is, I think it's a cream itself. Doesn't necessarily have to be cooked. Zuppa inglese implies that there might be English in the title. So I'm eliminating those two and I'm going to go for zucotto.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
OK, let's light zucotto, please. For three counters. Is it zucotto? Zucotto is a style of ice cream. It was panna cotta.
That's it.
Panna cotta.
OK.
OK, not to worry. We're still in great shape. Three categories left, Janet.
I will get sport out the way and I will try three again, please.
All right, then. Sport for three, please. 2012, Pastor Maldonado became the first Formula One driver of which nationality to win a Grand Prix? Venezuelan, Colombian, and Brazilian.
Maldonado.
You like your vintage cars, don't you?
I do. I like my cars. Formula One.
You like
as
your Formula
well.
One. So you know yes. of Pastor Maldonado?
I do. I do.
Where's he from?
I'm not sure whether he's Venezuelan or Brazilian. Because there's been so many successful Brazilian drivers, I'm just going to go for that because of the law of averages. So Brazilian, I'll try for.
Gonna light up Brazilian. He was torn between Venezuelan and Brazilian.
He's probably Colombian.
Is it Brazilian? Venezuelan. Been lots of Brazilian winners of Grand Prix, hasn't there? He was
yes.
the first in 2012, so it couldn't have been Brazilian.
B. big mistake.
Big mistake.
It was.
OK, not to worry. We're still in really, really great shape. We've still got two categories to go. Human body and history.
Human body.
Human body.
For three, please.
Right, OK. Human body for three counters. What is the name of the alkaline fluid in the anterior and posterior chambers of the human eye? Synovial fluid, aqueous humor, peritoneal fluid.
Peritoneal suggests stomach to me, anyway. Aqueous means water.
Mm-hmm.
Humor, I just think of the humerus, which is in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
I will go for the synovial fluid, please.
Synovial fluid?
Yes.
Would you like me to light it up?
Yes, please.
Let's take synovial fluid, please. Let's find out. Is the answer synovial fluid?
Really is going downhill.
Oh, aqueous humor. Synovial's found in the joints. Humor. It was the aqueous humor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to worry. Right, we come down to the last category, history.
It's got to be three.
Is history
a
strong category?
I like history. Whether I'm strong at it is a different matter.
This is the last chance now. We're going to have history for three counters, please. Before ascending the throne, which British king had been illegally married to a widow named Maria Fitzherbert? Charles II, George IV, or Edward VII?
Edward VII seems too recent.
OK. What do you know about Charles II or George IV?
Charles II. I think he was a bit of a character. So I'll go for Charles II. Or could it have been George IV? I think I'll change it and go for George.
Would you like me to light George?
Yes, please.
We're going to light George IV, please. Let's find out. Is the answer George IV? Yes!
Thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Janet, well done. Illegal because he was under 25 and he didn't have consent of the king.
All right.
So now you know.
I do.
Three counters now, Janet. Let's smash this thing and get it into the win zone, yeah?
Drop zone two, please.
Fire up drop zone two. Oh, come on now, Janet. Can we get that silver counter? Could go. You watch it go. There you go. Now then.
Yes.
Now we want it to crab over a touch. Which way is it going? Two.
They're hovering.
Across the tipping point. Another £100 for those two. So we're up to £2,450. Two to go.
It's got to be drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two, please. Where it's got to go. We need to get a decent shove on it now to get to the tipping point.
Got to be that left-hand side.
Yep.
Come on, left-hand side. It's rolled over.
Be flat.
Is it going to be flat? No.
What?
I think I've got a jockey.
Yeah. OK, so we've got one more. We can still get close. See if we can nab that. Double as well.
Drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two. That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Get on over.
Go on. Come on now.
Oh, yes.
Janet, it's going to get close. Go on, Janet. Oh! Eight across the tipping point. We had that £400 in. That takes you up to £2,850. Of course, the double, the final double's in there as well. So we double that, add another £400. That means you finish up with £3,250, which is a lovely amount of money. But it's not over yet, Janet, because we're out of questions, we're out of categories. I'm going to give you one last chance to leave with all £10,000. As things stand, you've got that £3,250. You can walk away with the money right now, or you can trade it for three final counters to put into the machine with the hope of winning the jackpot. If you decide to take the trade, you'll leave with £10,000, or you'll leave with nothing at all. Will three counters be enough?
There's some gaps on the top shelf of number two. So £3,250 should be enough to pay for my wish, which is Goodwood. So I'll take the money. Thank you, Ben.
Janet, I'll ask you one last time. Would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
the money, please.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, Janet. You're a superstar. £3,250. It's a lovely amount of money.
Yes.
Question is, have you made the right decision? Would three counters have been enough to win £10,000? We're going to find out. Drop one. Not even close. Drop two. The jackpot counter is going nowhere. This was the third and final drop. It's
going
to be close. But no cigar, Janet. Wow, that was close, Janet. You are absolutely right. The machine wasn't ready to let go of that £10,000. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Very much, thank you.
We've loved having you on. You've played a great game. Enjoy the money.
I will, thank you.
So there you go. Janet Lee for £3,250, and she was right to leave the trade where it was. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.